Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is Mickey Desai, your host again for another episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I still have Linda McNay on the line with me. Linda actually does quite a bit in the world of fundraising and development consulting and has actually written some resources for children, or at least for adults, and helping them talk to their children about what it means to get into the world of philanthropy in general. Am I saying this correctly, Linda?
Yes, you are.
So you've written a book and you do other work along the lines of not only teaching kids about philanthropy, but how to get their parents involved in teaching their kids about philanthropy. Can you tell us some more about that?
Well, I'm happy to share with you. This is my most fun project, and I do a lot of different things with consulting, searches, capital campaigns, but working with children has been the most rewarding thing that I have probably ever done. It first started when I was home on vacation visiting my family, and I was with my two great nieces, and one of them, she was sort of rolling around on the floor, and she said, "Aunt Linda, will you give money to my school?" And I said, "Sure, Ella, how much do you need?" And she said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, Ella, what's it for?" And she said, "I don't know." Like, "Ella, get up here right now." So I had her sit with me at the table for about 5 minutes.
Okay, wait, stop. I have to ask, how old is Ella?
Ella was 7 at the time.
Okay, 7 years old. Got it. So you say come up. Okay, please continue.
So she sat with me at the table, and her sister was 5, also in the room, and I taught them how to raise money. 5 minutes, flat. So in a few minutes, their grandfather came to the front door, and he knocked on the door, and Ella throws the door open, and she said, Pop, would you consider giving $100 to my school for school supplies?" So she got her money. And what she was exhibiting there was explaining the case for support and why the money was important. And since then, she's gone on to raise lots more money than I have. So as I was driving home from my mom's house, I'm thinking, you know, if I could teach Ella and Harper how to raise money, why can't we teach all kids? That's not anything that had ever occurred to me before. I've worked with college students and with high school students, why not elementary age students? So when I got home, I met with two of my colleagues, Elena Paramore and Del Martin, and we set about to find some resources for kids for how to raise money, and there weren't any. So we wrote a book, and it's called The Adventures of Phil and Thropy. Phil, Anne, and Thropy are the names of the three characters in our book, and they have adventures and raise some money for a good cause, and we have a lot of fun with that. But it was based all on that conversation I had with my nieces.
That is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. And I have seen the book. It's a really good book. I think it's a fun thing to share with others, but I have to go back to the original conversation you had with your nieces. You say you were able to explain the entire concept of fundraising in less than 5 minutes with those two?
Well, I use the same technique with adults. There's three things you have to be successful in order to raise money. You have to have a compelling case for support. You have to have strong leadership. And that means who's going to do the fundraising. Is it the CEO or the board member or some other volunteer? And you have to have a plan. How are you going to go about it? And if you have those three things, you can raise money for anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they went to a space of just asking for the money to actually having a miniature presentation and an explanation ready to go.
Yes.
It's no longer, "Hey, Dad, can I have a check for $100 for school?" It's, "Dad, we're trying to raise money to get school supplies. Can you provide $100 to the cause?"
That's right. Well, kids have no fear and they don't take a lot of instruction. I had Girl Scouts come to my door and ring the bell. They sold me cookies. And before they left, I'm like, "We know, girls, there's more to raising money than just selling things." And they said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, you take this book home with you and read it." It was a copy of our book. And I said, "Let me know what you think about it. And if you want to, I'll do a project with you." Well, they called me in a few days and told me they loved the book, but they did not need any help from me. And they went off and they had a lemonade stand. I saw them in the park. They did a few other things. And then they called me the day before they were to start back in school. And they said, "We just wanted you to know we've worked all summer and raised some money, and we have raised $100 and we are taking it to the Ronald McDonald House." Isn't that wonderful?
It's amazing.
And their parents were so happy. So now that the pandemic is on, I have tried to figure out, well, what can we do to help parents at home? Because in the past, we've been working with schools. So I have two things to tell you. One is how we worked with schools before school was out, and then parents. So I don't know which one you want to talk about first.
Let's definitely start with the schools and bring that home.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I belong to a group called the Association of Fundraising Professionals. So we are all about teaching everybody the concept of philanthropy. But once a year, we go into the City of Atlanta Public Schools. We partner with Kiwanis, and we do an activity with children. It can be anywhere from K through fifth grade, but third grade is sort of our sweet spot. So we usually read a story to the children. In the past, we've read other books. Now they're using our book, The Adventures of Philanthropy, because it's actually about fundraising. The other ones were more about service. Mm-hmm. Then we do an art project. We teach the kids the meaning of the word philanthropy. And a lot of times it's the first time they've ever heard the word. And then hopefully when they go home, they tell their families what they've learned, and maybe they practice it in their own communities. So that's been very fulfilling to have an opportunity to share a group of fundraisers sharing what we do with other kids. So now that school's not in session, I was trying to figure out, well, what's something else we can do? So recently I've done a podcast for parents on what you can do to teach your kids about philanthropy. So maybe you've done what you can with school. You still don't want them having so much screen time. Well, here's a book for you. Again, works anywhere pre-K through fifth grade, where you can teach kids what the word philanthropy means, share with them what are the organizations your family supports and why. Not all families, explain why. And then help the kids do a project, either by reading our book and learning what our kids did, or think of something on your own, and let your kids figure out a way to give back. It could be something as simple as raiding the pantry and taking goods, canned goods to the food bank, or they could do a fundraising project, even if they use part of their allowance and make a gift online. We just have to present the idea to the kids, and then they'll come up with something even better that we anything we might think of as adults.
Right. So the subject matter becomes actual lesson planning fodder for kids as they're at home. Yeah.
It's supposed to be helpful. So we've shared this book with parents and with families, with churches. I think any nonprofit, if they serve families, if they have people who have children in their donor list, any nonprofit can make use of this book.
So let me ask the devil's advocate question here.
Yes.
Are we brainwashing children?
I don't think so. And no one has accused us of that. I think we're talking about giving back. What could be wrong with that? We're not asking them to do anything bad or illegal. We're trying to get them to think about giving to other people who are less fortunate. Mm-hmm. And that can be take many forms. It doesn't have to be money, but getting other people to share. I mean, that's what I've been doing in my whole career. And I think kids get that concept.
Yeah, and I think it's a brilliant thing to take to children. Most of us don't get exposure to that sort of world until we're well out of high school. And I think it's a nice exercise to bring that home at an early date.
That's a great point. All the schools that I know about, in order to graduate high school, you have to have so many hours of service. But they never talk about raising money and philanthropy.
Right, exactly.
So I'd love to get it in all classrooms at all age levels.
Linda, this is fantastic. If folks wanted to buy the book or learn more about it, how would they do that?
People can go to our website at ourfundraisingsearch.com and click that link. They're also available on amazon.com or wherever books are sold. But if you're not going to any bookstores right now, then Amazon's probably your best bet.
Right. And what was the title of the philanthropy book again?
The Adventures of Philanthropy, and it's spelled philanthropy. The Adventures of Philanthropy.
Right. Brilliant stuff. I've read the book. It's good. It's very approachable. Thank you again for taking the time to make this episode possible with me today.
Well, thank you so much. We're working on part two, book two, so there'll be more stories in the future. There's lots of ways for kids to be involved.
That's great. I'll look forward to that. And thank you. I did not know you were working on another one. That was going to be one of my questions. That's very
I'm
cool.
hoping there will be lots of adventures. And if anybody who hears our podcast here have children who do projects and have some success and some learnings, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And share cool. those stories, and we'll share them with other families.
Contact you through the same website?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. Linda, as always, thank you. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you, Mickey.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. We value your feedback in the way of ratings on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever you do to listen to the Nonprofit Snapcast. Your ratings means that more people can search for us and find us. So thank you for leaving us some stars here and there. In the meantime, we will have another episode for you in a few days. Thanks and be safe.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.